Chapter 2. Britain Stands Alone. The Blitz. Dunkirk was a catastrophic defeat which the British turned, miraculously, into a moral victory. When, on June 4, 1940, the 9 days' wonder was complete and the last troops evacuated from Dunkirk, Churchill hurled defiance at the enemy hosts crowding the French Channel ports. Even though large tracts of Europe and many old and famous states have fallen or may fall into the grip of the Gestapo and all the odious apparatus of Nazi rule, we shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France, we shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. Had Hitler invaded at once, he might have driven the British from their ancient and famous island. Yet invasion would have been a risky business. The Royal Air Force, as the summer was to show, still commanded the skies over Britain. The Royal Navy still swept the seas. The British Army and the Home Guard were fired by determination to resist any assault. British scientists had prepared a warm welcome for invasion barges. Vast walls of flame from gasoline piped far out into the sea, other walls of flame on land. All that summer the Nazi soldiers sang Wir fahren gegen England, but they never did more than sing about it. And from Norway, Belgium, Holland, France, Poland, Czechoslovakia, exile governments fled to London, while remnants of their armies, navies, and air forces trained.